Pakistan braces for end of Ramadan. Christian workers go to prayer. Freedom seekers mark the persecuted church for prayer. And believers in the U.S. gear up for evangelism. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The festival marking the end of Ramadan, Islam's holy month, begins today. Pakistan tightens security in light of militant attacks over the country's Western alliance. InterServe's Doug Van Bronckhorst says the heightened religious fervor can cause trouble for Christian groups because of the Western association.
There is a public Christian presence. There are some hospitals, there are churches. Certain areas, it's fairly visible in terms of buildings and people. So if somebody wants to find targets, they can be fairly easily found in Pakistan. And that's a concern, but at this point I'm not aware of any threat to any particular place, and I would hope that nothing like that would happen.
Van Bronckhorst argues Ramadan is an excellent time for Christians to pray for the Muslim world, as well as for believers who live and work there.
Pray that the holiday will end peacefully. Included in that normal life can be the normal work of doing good in terms of the jobs that our people have and opportunities that they have to share their faith with friends and neighbors.
Next, a peaceful presidential election in Congo could mean good things for Christian relief and development work. The October 29th runoff election will be the first free election in 40 years, which could usher in regional peace. Nearly 4 million people have been killed in civil unrest since 1988, while 2 million are displaced. World Vision is encouraging people to sponsor a Hope Child, which will allow them to share love in Christ's name. Go to our website to help. You're listening to Mission Network News. Bible reading goes hand in hand with prayer. Bible Pathway Ministries works with the Bible Reading Marathon on the National Day of Prayer to underscore that. Reverend Michael Hall oversees the National Marathon. He says there's a bigger picture.
They talked about praying for the people in the persecuted church and praying for people outside the United States. We recognize the peril that this country is in. But we also realize that our brothers and sisters around the world are being persecuted.
No matter what country, Hall says Scripture is the foundation of freedom.
We encourage Bible reading marathons around the world. There are ones going on different times during the year in Kenya, all different places in India, one in Paris, France, and around the world. And we believe it not only promotes the gospel of Jesus Christ, but it promotes freedom.
In some of the areas where there are Bible reading marathons, Christians face great persecution. MNN is offering a special International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church radio broadcast on Sunday, November 12th. Check with your local station for airtimes. Meanwhile, the founder of Operation Mobilization, George Verwer, says churches and mission organizations need to be careful who's going on short-term mission trips. Verwer told MNN that there are a lot of people going on trips without training. Many consider it a Christian vacation. He says culturally insensitive, untrained people can destroy a work. But since nationals need the help and funding, they won't tell people to stay home. He says churches need to get back to sending career workers, which is most effective. And on a night when children in the United States will be on the streets in costume, Halloween will be a time for a huge evangelistic campaign.
Our goal is 4 million, and we're just shy of that right now, and we've got another, some time really before Halloween evening. So we just feel real confident that this is going to be a record-breaking year for American Tract Society.
That's the word from the American Tract Society's Donna Skell. She says their Halloween tracts are flying off the shelves at near record levels. This isn't about distribution, says Skell. It's about Christians willing to share their faith through literature distribution. Last year, she says, one family put their name and telephone number on the tracts.
They got two different letters of thanks. One from someone who became a believer that night because of the track, and one from a Christian family that just appreciated them putting a gospel track in their daughter's bag.
There's still time to get involved. Go to our website to get connected. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you have a question about stories heard on today's broadcast or would like to support this radio ministry, call 1-800-995-4828. Mission Network News can now be sent daily to your personal email address. Go to missionnetworknews.org, fill out your email address on the left, and we'll send you up-to-date mission news every day. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.